Gracious God, take our minds and think through them, take our hands and work through them, take our hearts and set them on fire. Amen. Once upon a time, I taught 7th and 8th grade at St. Thomas the Apostle Roman Catholic School in Hyde Park on the south side of Chicago. Teaching in a school that encompassed pre-K through 8th grade was not what I anticipated for my teaching career. In fact, even though I was certified to teach grades 6 through 12, I really only wanted to teach high school. I initially took the position there as a one-year contract, waiting for my license to transfer from Indiana to Illinois. But I found out that teaching middle school was sort of my sweet spot, and so I stayed on, in part because I loved the way my middle schoolers took their leadership in a combined age school so seriously. They were all about community. In fact, there was a palpable sense of community and responsibility toward one another that I have rarely found so strong elsewhere. One of the traditions for the eighth graders was a series of events and celebrations leading up to their graduation. And a part of those was the discernment of what gift of the Spirit each graduate most clearly possessed, and then the recognition of that publicly. Eileen Edwards, the master teacher with whom I was partnered, would pull together a small group of students every spring, and she'd sit down and pray with them. And then they would pray about every person in the eighth grade class and discern what fruit of the Spirit that they clearly saw in them. I loved this tradition, and so did the students, who every year excitedly waited for their certificate and the revealing of what was seen in them. It's a practice that I've turned to from time to time, not so much formally, but in my musings. After a conversation with someone, I'll reflect, wow, they really possess generosity. Or maybe joy. I'll observe someone reaching out to another person in the parish with kindness or with love. And sometimes when I'm praying with others, I will feel a sense of peace that emanates from someone in particular. These are all fruits of the Spirit. And it applies to communities as well. Whether you take on the task of thinking about which one or more of these fruits are clearly present in a given community, or whether you're asking the important question of whether this community can be said to be characterized by love and joy, by peace and kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. This is all well and good, and I think that there's more to take away from Paul's letter to the Galatians than simply these fruit by themselves. Because Paul sets these fruits of the Spirit in opposition to the works of the flesh. I don't want to focus so much on the dichotomy between spirit and flesh that he images here, so much as I want to look at the opposition between sin and virtue. Because all of the things that he lists as works of the flesh, fornication, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, anger, quarrels, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and things like this. All of these are ultimately sinful in that they draw us away from right relationship with each other and with God. Sin is a double-edged sword in that it cuts both ways, both the one who is sinning and those around them. But ultimately, sin always creates loneliness. It isolates. Paul knew this, which is why he warned against using the freedom found in God's love and grace as a free ticket to self-indulgence. Instead, he called the community in Galatia into community, bidding them to become slaves to one another through love. This language of being slaves to one another is problematic for us as inheritors of a society founded with and on chattel slavery. But its essence is pure. We are called to love our neighbors as ourselves, to be responsible for each other, to, as Thomas Merton said, love others without stopping to inquire whether or not they are worthy. This is where virtue comes in. Virtues are things that draw us together, connect and bind us to one another and to God. Paul calls them the fruits of the Spirit in this letter. The gift of these virtues is that they help us individually and collectively move out of sin and into the love of God. Anger makes us lash out and push others away. But self-control can help us build relationships. Idolatry takes our attention and focuses it on things which ultimately are empty of life. While faithfulness takes the gift of faith that God has given us and responds with wholeheartedness. Envy is like a fog in which we have become lost, and all that we can see is what others possess, while generosity sees what we have and the ways in which it can be more when it is broken and shared. These lists of words Paul wrote all those centuries ago still have power for us today because they still have power over us today, for good and for ill. The brokenness and divisiveness we see in the world today are directly caused by these sins. As the quote that is sometimes attributed to John Green goes, "People were created to be loved. Things were created to be used. The reason why the world is in chaos is because things are being loved and people are being used." Paul called this biting and devouring one another. But it is not our only choice. It is never our only choice. Jesus again and again through his life, death, and resurrection continued to offer a love so big that it embraces the whole of creation. And today in our day, with all of the forces of the world that are trying to pull us apart, trying to divide us and make us see each other as other instead of a community, we will, as Scripture says, be known by our love. Those who choose even on a small scale to love in the midst of hatred and fear are the people who offer true hope to the world. So choose to be hope. Choose love over fear. Choose one another over isolation. And more to the point, go out into the world and be hope. Be love. Be community. Be the hands and hearts of Christ in the world this day and every day. Turning to page 4 in your white bulletin. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen.
We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father.